Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. House committees want Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, to turn over documents related to his efforts with Ukraine. Giuliani's now being investigated for allegedly pressuring Ukraine to probe former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani, who has yet to say whether he'll comply with the subpoenas, insists that where there was corruption regarding Ukraine, it involved the Bidens, and not him, and not President Trump.
Is there anybody that believes that Ukraine or China were paying for Hunter Biden's expertise? Or do you have the common sense to realize they were buying Joe Biden's office?
He was speaking on Fox News. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea to resume this week. A top-ranking North Korean diplomat says they'll start on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where a protester has reportedly been shot in the chest with a live round by police. It's a big escalation in the use of force by police in that semi-autonomous Chinese city that's been the site of weeks and weeks of pro-democracy protests. Until now, the cops had used only measures like rubber bullets and water cannons. Today's protests coming after China celebrated 70 years of communist rule with a holiday yesterday. New York City police say it was friendly fire that killed a police officer who died in the line of duty over the weekend. The commissioner, James O'Neill, says during a violent struggle, responding officers fired a number of times, striking the suspect as well as the 33-year-old officer, Brian Mulkeen. A heat wave has been baking the southeast, despite the fact we're now into October. It's going to spread into the Midwest and Northeast today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Yahoo software engineer is pleading guilty to hacking into thousands of user accounts. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Reyes Daniel Ruiz hacked around 6,000 Yahoo accounts to look for personal records, including sexual images and videos. Ruiz faces 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine now. NCAA student athletes could be paid under a new California law, but it sets up a challenge with the association. More on the story from USA Radio's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness.
Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is joining us. He is the on-air host, senior producer for Truth That Transforms, formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, the TV outreach of the late Dr. D. James Kennedy. And you can check out Jerry's website at Jerry Newcomb. That's with an E at the end, okay? You know how the vowel goes silent. At least that's what they taught us in the Catholic school. The nuns would tell us, you know, make sure that that E is silent. So jerrynewcomb.com. Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Thursday, BYOB, bring your Bible to school day, huh?
Wow, sounds great.
I am excited for that.
You know there's a link between the Bible and school in the first place. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, certainly in the American experience, mm-hmm. the first official schools for the masses were started in Puritan Boston, mm-hmm. by the Puritans, so that the people could read the Bible for themselves. And they even had an act, a law passed for it, mm-hmm. called the Old Deluder Satan Act. Mm. It being one of the chief ends of that old deluder Satan to keep right. people from the Word of God, you know, in times past. But now what we're going to do is we're going to have the children learn how to read and write so they can be able to read the Bible for themselves. So bringing the Bible to school is totally appropriate.
Without a doubt. Well, and you remember the New England Primer, right? That 72-page
yes.
super book. That
yes.
was awesome. I mean, the grade level that these kids operated off, just that 72 pages, phenomenal. But yet we spend bazillions of dollars today. And I say bring back that 72-page little book.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because that taught children not only the ABCs, it taught them biblical truths at the same time. It taught them the Westminster Confession of Faith, the shorter catechism, which was mm-hmm. geared towards children. It taught them the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, you know, all the... It's amazing, and it was millions of them were in print. And according to David Barton, he once told me that it didn't stop being used until about 1900. Mm-hmm. Now, they revise it a few times through the years, and over time, unfortunately, so many things get secularized. The McGuffey readers were Christian
right.
at first,
mm-hmm.
And then over time they got secularized, but they still had Judeo-Christian morality. I mean, the McGuffey readers are like a breath of fresh air compared to, you know, some of the literature today, which is violent and sexual and with swearing and things like that. And not appropriate, I don't think. Mm. But the McGuffey's readers, there were 120 million copies. Henry Ford once said something like, you know, the McGuffey readers trained a whole generation of Americans.
Exactly.
And that was back, you know, when people were a lot more productive, you know, mm. individually in terms of their, you know, what they could achieve and stuff. We have really dumbed down the schools, unfortunately.
Well, without a doubt. Why Webster? Why the Webster Dictionary?
Yeah, well, Noah Webster, he was one of our founding fathers. He fought in the Revolutionary War. And Noah Webster spent years, a few decades really, on his massive dictionary. He helped standardize the spelling in America. So the way that we spell the word neighbor versus the way the British spell the word neighbor, it's different. And part of that has to do with the way, you know, Noah Webster standardized everything. So after Noah Webster, everything, you know, in America, the English is all standardized. And the original Webster's Dictionary, 1828, has about one-third of the definitions have Bible verses, you know, to illustrate. So, in other words, just like you look up the word love in that original one, and he's got references to 1 Corinthians chapter 13
exactly.
and so forth. And, you know, it was, again, the Bible is very strongly correlated with education and with literacy. And let me say one last thing about that point. There's an atheist, Richard Dawkins, one of the leading atheists of our day, retired Oxford professor. He wrote a book called The God Delusion. And near the end of the book, he says, now look, I don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. Far from it. I don't even believe there is a God. But the Bible as literature is terrific. And you're ignorant. You do not know the English language well if you're not familiar with the Bible.
Right.
He said, look at all these everyday phrases. And then he has, you know, a few pages of phrase after phrase that come right out of the pages of the Bible. And his book is copyright 2006. Well, in 1998, D. James Kennedy and I came out with a book called What If the Bible Had Never Been Written? And we have a whole section like that as well, where we talk about phrase after phrase, you know, like the skin of our teeth.
Right.
You know, am I my brother's keeper? Turn the other cheek, go the second mile. Phrases that you know, David and Goliath. I mean, all this stuff we're familiar with, and it comes out of the Bible.
You know, without a doubt. Yeah, that's a perfect reason why we had to leave England, because they didn't know how to spell neighbor. I mean, you know, just,
but love thy neighbor.
But spell it right. I mean, you know, if you're going to love him, make sure you spell it right.
I would bet, by the way, that if you looked in the 1828 dictionary, and I don't know this for 100% fact, I'll do it after home. You know, when I come home tonight,
I have a copy somewhere here. I was just looking to see where it's at. But yes.
Look up under neighbor and see if it says love thy neighbor.
Right,
because such and such or you so and so.
Well, the other thing about Noah Webster, the reason he was motivated to produce the dictionary, because he said words matter.
Yeah.
Words matter.
You know, that's a great point. We live at a time where words don't seem to matter. You know, and it's really crazy, because then what happens is people can take, for example, you hear the phrase, the living Constitution. Well, the Constitution isn't living. It was written in 1787, ratified in 1789, and or 1788, and then went into effect in 1789. And the words matter to that. But when people take words in the Constitution or words from the Founding Fathers and then essentially give them elastic meaning,
yes,
like the Commerce Clause or something like that, and then they pass things that violate even the spirit of the Constitution, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, in the spirit of the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, for example, you have the phrase life, liberty, and property. You have that phrase and due process and so forth. Well, so there's the right to life mentioned in the Constitution by name.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade, basically said, well, we're going to look at the penumbras that emanate from the you know, different clauses or whatever, the privacy clauses, which aren't even there, but we're going to say that they're there, and, you know, they kind of, they're there in the shadows, and we're going to, you know, kind of bring them out. But in the meantime, they violate the clear letter of the law and even the spirit of the Constitution in saying that, yep, if a baby is unborn, that baby is allowed to be killed if the mother and a doctor think so.
Right. Well, living in as much as that you can amend the Constitution, but that is a process. And
yes,
it was purposely designed that way so that you wouldn't necessarily put a third head on the body, which is what they did in 1973. We're just going to come up with this crazy construct in order to accommodate their elastic viewpoint.
Right. Words matter. You're absolutely right.
Without a doubt. Well, and of course, in New York now they're going to matter because they're proposing, or maybe they've already passed, a fine, Jerry. I don't know if you saw this. $250,000 if you use the term illegal alien, illegal immigrant. I mean, this is what it's coming down to. So, yes, it's out there, and it's, you know, we're a bit unhinged here right now. And so maybe these kids, as they take the Bible to school on Thursday, October the 3rd, they will learn us something, okay? So we need to listen to them. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us, and our conversation continues.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too. Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Well, I'll tell you, we need you to know what it is you believe and why. That's for all of us, you know. It's almost, you know, Dr. Newcomb, it's like the art of critical thinking has been tossed aside for whatever reason. I don't know, you know, what it is about our humanity, or maybe just the season, or as our parents would say, oh, it's just a phase that little Jerry's going through. Don't worry, he'll be okay. But as a country, we're going through a crazy phase right now. And it was interesting that we started talking about the significance of words and that they do have meaning. And you've got a story about words being taken out of context. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and by the way, I think the point has been made that when liberals first started to do this with the Bible, where they basically started to twist the Bible in such a way that they said, well, it doesn't really condemn this. Well, it doesn't really, praise that. They so twisted it, and that kind of liberalizing of the reading of the Bible led to a liberalizing of the reading of the Constitution. But going back to the example of the Bible, I once interviewed one of the leading liberal skeptical scholars of our age. He was actually co-leader of the Jesus Seminar, which sat in judgment on the words of Jesus, and they said, well, Jesus didn't say this. Well, Jesus didn't say that. In the Lord's Prayer, the Jesus Seminar said, without any kind of textual criticism or any kind of textual basis for saying this, just their own biases, they said out of the Lord's Prayer, the only thing they agreed that Jesus probably said was, Father. You're kidding me. Not our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's how liberal they were. But here's what one of their scholars said. He was the former co-chairman of the Jesus Seminar. And he said this on our TV program that we did many years ago called, Who Is This Jesus? Is He Risen? Quote, it is absolutely correct to say that the disciples of Jesus, and I myself today, believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus. But it has nothing whatsoever to do with a body coming out of the tomb. I mean, it's like, you're kidding me.
Right.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd. Mm-hmm. And the idea then is that, well, no, Jesus' resurrection wasn't real. It was like Casper the Ghost or something like that. And the disciples weren't really seeing a human being that had been dead and was now alive, Jesus. They were seeing instead some sort of, hallucination or a spiritual resurrection, but it wasn't a real physical resurrection. Well, the whole point of the whole story is that it was a real physical resurrection. I mean, the foundation of the church, the foundation of Western civilization, is what happened on that original Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Our Constitution says Sunday is accepted, in terms of how many days the president can deal with a bill that comes to his desk, because we take the whole world, because of the Western influence, takes the Sunday off because Jesus Christ rose from the dead on Sunday, and the original disciples worshipped him on Sunday, and that's why Sunday is the Lord's Day, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, that to me is a classic example of a liberal taking a word and reading something else into it to, making it elastic. I think that's the word you used, reading of it. And they do that with things, and before you know it, everything becomes meaningless. Thank you so much. Everything becomes meaningless because the words are misread.
Right. Well, Jerry, what comes to mind immediately, and see how this resonates with you, is Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes talks about the weight and heaviness of education, that sometimes you can be, and this is my interpretation, that you can learn so much that the weight of what you have learned becomes rather tedious and heavy. And when people come up with stuff like, here's a learned person, has spent a lot of time, and he comes up with that kind of conclusion. It's like, whoa, the words of the wisest man on, in existence in human history, Solomon himself says, be careful.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about one of the characters from the Alice in Wonderland and Lewis Carroll's, Strange. It is a strange book.
Yes.
And story and so forth. But one of the characters says, when I choose a word, it means whatever I choose it to mean. Mm. And if that's the case, if we're like that, then communication begins to break down. It loses its its meaning. And this is exactly what's happened in the Western world. I mean, you look at, for example, as the Western world has abandoned faith in Jesus Christ and faith in the Judeo-Christian tradition, everything becomes, over time, it becomes absurd. Even art becomes absurd. There was a classical music composer, I don't even know if he's still alive or not, named John Cage, C-A-G-E, and he wrote some music that was just so weird, and yet it's, on occasion, it is performed, if that's the right word, in concert halls. There's one of them that's really absurd, and it's something like 2 minutes or 4 minutes and 32 seconds, something like that, of silence. And literally, the orchestra would have their sheet music, and then they would pretend like they're playing something, and they would even turn the pages, and it would be 4 minutes and 32 seconds of nothing. And that was music. And this is absurd. This is like, you know, sometimes you'll go by an airport, and you'll see some sort of weird modern art, so-called art, that just, you know, is just so bizarre. It doesn't mean anything. And, you know, you're thinking, wow, some guy, you know, is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, getting, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars for this piece of whatever it is, you know. But because that's because the worldview of meaninglessness has taken over for so many. Nihilism is the form of, you know, this form of worldview that's taken over. And then at the end of the day, then life itself becomes meaningless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so then some people who follow down that path, they then come to the end, ultimate conclusion, and they say, well, really the ultimate question is, should we or should we not? Should we or should we not what? Kill ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm serious. Some of the philosophers came up in that kind of thing, like Sartre or the other French guy. I forgot his name. The guy who died in the car accident.
Yeah. Well, he's dead.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
No, I say, well, he's dead now, so we forgot him.
Yeah, Camus. Yeah. C-A-M-U-S.
Yes.
Albert Camus.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, yeah, that's the deal, because I was going to say, at the very foundation of all this, Jerry, is our connection with morality. When we disconnect from those moorings, we go into chaos. You know, the Bible says people without vision shall perish. I like the version that says we'll cast off restraint. And that's where we are right now.
Wow.
There's no restraint right now.
And contrast that with this quote from John Adams, our second president, who said this: our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Right. And during that time, religious was synonymous with Christian. Hmm. Because, you know, he's writing for a Christian people. He himself was a professing Christian. Later in life, he had some questionable theology, but that was much, much later, not when he was serving our country and so forth. So, anyway, it's the reason things are breaking down is because the founders intended the people to be virtuous. They intended religion to be voluntary. But the people would learn virtue by practicing their Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And it did work for many, many years. It worked for decades.
See, I want people to be encouraged out there, because the challenge we have right now, just like with the Democratic Party is being run over the cliff by a minority number of activated elected, you know, representatives. I mean, they're running. They are destroying the Democratic Party. Mark my words. They're going over the cliff, and this next election will be absolutely devastating to them, which is going to be a good thing, because it will give them an opportunity to reinvent themselves. Sadly, for us as Americans, we need the disparate viewpoints. We need people involved in the conversation. We, the people of all shades, colors, you know, political endorsements and persuasions, we need that in the body politic. But they're going over the cliff right now, because that's where they're heading. So all that to say is that the majority, the silent majority, has to speak up, because we are going to be the saving grace for the country, and we will be that backbone to get us through. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, thank you so much, as always. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. House committees want Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, to turn over documents related to his efforts with Ukraine. Giuliani is now being investigated for allegedly pressuring Ukraine to probe former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani, who has yet to say whether he'll comply with the subpoenas, insists that where there was corruption regarding Ukraine, it involved the Bidens, and not him, and not President Trump.
Is there anybody that believes that Ukraine or China were paying for Hunter Biden's expertise? Or do you have the common sense to realize they were buying Joe Biden's office?
He was speaking on Fox News. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea to resume this week. A top-ranking North Korean diplomat says they'll start on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
I know you may wonder and go, well, what happens if you can't find the middle? If you happen to be where this country is right now. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Julio Rivera, the business political strategist, columnist, editorial director for Reactionary Times, join us. Julio, how are you, buddy?
I am fantastic. How are you today,
Bill? Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Look, I wanted, you know, from your business perspective, the thing that's so frustrating for many of us, Julio, who are business people, see what's happening in our country right now, the obstruction that is taking place at a time when, you know, we're making a lot of hay here in spite of all this resistance from the Democratic Party. You know, jobs all-time low, more jobs created, people making more money, making headway on protecting our borders internationally, our position in international realms has increased dramatically since the previous administration. Trade talks, we've got the USMCA ready to be signed, sealed, and delivered, but the Democrats are holding that up. If we got that done, Japan's already said, hey, look, we're ready to sign a new trade deal. you know, Europeans, some European partners are ready to do the same as well. But they're waiting. Some of them are waiting to see what is going on here domestically. Even the other day, again, the question came up not only to China, but also Iran. Are you waiting to see if there is a change in management of the United States before you make a decision? All this stuff is retarding the process, and it's brought to you by the Democratic Party.
Yes, most certainly. I mean, they are obstructionists, I mean, by trade now. That's literally what their platform has become. They're not offering any sort of a substantial, you know, improvement to the American way of life in, you know, the 2020 election here. Their entire platform is based on impeachment. They just want this president discredited in any way possible, and it's because they can't hold up any accomplishments. I mean, at the end of the day, these people have to run to retain their seats. They have a majority in the House. How are they going to go ahead and justify to the American voter that the American voter should go ahead and entrust them once again with another 2 years of power with the House of Representatives when they're not getting anything done? It's just these mock-up witch trials and these hearings where they're bringing in, you know, sleepy Bob Mueller. You got Adam Schiff going in front of Congress, lying, making stuff up. It's ridiculous at this point. You have Al Green saying that, you know, that basically that their job, their intent, basically, and they're making it very, very transparent, is only to try to impeach a successful sitting president, which, as you correctly pointed out at the beginning, has brought historically low unemployment to the communities of color, black and Hispanics. The report that came out last October said that female unemployment in America is at a 65-year low, and we know what all the other economic numbers are. But, you know, this is what the obsession is. This is all they have left.
Well, you mentioned Al Green. Al Green's clear. He said, we're not going to beat Donald Trump in the ballot box. He must be impeached. That's the only way we're going to take him out. And, you know, and it was Chuck Schumer said, Julio, that when the deep state decides to go after you, they can take you out. And at every turn, you know, and you can back me up on this commentary that you just placed. You were kind enough to put it Reactionary Times, to place on the website there. It is a fact pattern. Whether we're talking about what would happen with Mueller and the Russian delusion, with Christine Blasey Ford, and now with this one, it's the same thing. You know, the Democrats aren't very creative, Julio. They have a certain strategy that they use, and they keep working it and working it and working it. And they're hoping that sooner or later the voters are just going to wave the white flag of surrender and say, that's it, we give up. Here, we're going to give you the keys back to the car. You're in charge.
Well, you know what, Bill? They don't have to be creative. You don't have to be creative when the mainstream media is in your back pocket. I mean, they back up these people with these ridiculous assertions that they make, that Donald Trump is this and that and all these lies. And, you know, they've not been, I guess, forthright or forthcoming in any way, shape, or form since Donald Trump has been president. I mean, this is literally the president that can cure cancer, and they try to impeach him for that.
Right.
I mean, it's literally ridiculous. And I was looking over the transcript. I think it was very innocuous. You know, the actual conversation that took place between Trump and the Ukrainian president.
Well, that's why they went from, yeah, they went from quid pro quo to no quid pro quo, because they knew it wasn't there. I mean, they are doing this by the seat of their pants and hoping that something sticks. And the mainstream media, as you said, is doing their bidding along the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to stick them for something, you know, they're trying to, I guess, create an aura, some sort of a malicious intent that was driven by the fact that, you know, he's trying to hurt somebody who's a direct competitor in an election setting. So I think that that's more or less what they're trying to hang their hat on. But the fact of the matter is we know what occurred, you know, under the last administration. We had Michelle Obama and her college friend getting, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to build a broken Obamacare website. You know, that's an example of selling the office. You know, and profiteering off of government. Obviously, we know everything that the Klan Foundation did. Bill Clinton receiving four payouts of $750,000 from, you know, Russian nationals, you know, right around the time that this Uranium One deal got done. And then all the money going to the Clinton Foundation from Middle Eastern countries, and the timeline matches when arms deals were going on with these countries that are state sponsors of terror. It's we know what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, well, and it's just the fact that this president wanted to actually do something about it that they're freaking out over, and they think that they can go ahead and impeach this guy. First off, even if they got an impeachment vote in the House, they're not getting two-thirds of the Senate. They're not going to be able to, I guess, you know, convict him, you know, to the point where they're going to be able to remove him from office. The only thing that they're going to succeed in doing is, I guess, causing the ultimate disruption in, you know, the American political process. They're going to upset the Trump base, and they're going to create, I think, another 10% probably of the voting base that's going to just turn towards Trump, based on the fact that they really, like I said before, they have nothing to offer voters. This has just been a, you know, since Donald Trump became president and the American, you know, the American economy has improved. America's improved in so many ways, you know, on the international stage.
Right.
You know, we're now at the point where we're pulling back money. You know, Pompeo said it the other day, we're not going to keep giving money to the corrupt Afghanistan, you know, government and all the other, you know, little improvements that we've been seeing here and there. You know, Trump has cut a lot of fat from government, too, that people don't realize. You know, he's cut a lot of unnecessary funding to the EPA and all these other bureaucracies that don't do anything but stifle the economy. You know, so basically, I mean, this, they're just trying to cut off, like, basically kneecap the progress that America's had in favor of going back to the old guard, that we're going to defer to the United Nations. We're going to let Angela Merkel run the world from Brussels. I mean, it's
right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, to your point, Julio, if you want to know what people are going to do, look what they've done. The Democrats are clear. Look what they gave us for 8 years. I mean, we went, I don't know that we experienced such a malaise as we did with Jimmy Carter. And Barack Obama brought this back. He resurrected the spirit of malaise over this country. And here we were, you know, suffering GDP-wise, even just from a general happiness, because we've got productive people here in America that, hey, they just want to work. They want a job. And what did Trump do? The first thing he did, he started burning up all these regulations. And he initially said, for every one new regulation, we're going to get rid of two. That was the standard. I think now we're at 2022 regulations getting eliminated for every new one. So to your point, he's in there cleaning up because he's an outsider. This is why the people voted him in. They knew that we could not continue to have establishment types in the government because, in a sense, you're asking them to do brain surgery on themselves. It's not going to happen. It really does require, in much the same way, as you know, as a businessman, this is why we have bankruptcy attorneys and specialists who can come in and take care of and clean up businesses. Anyway, that conversation and that part will continue with Julio Rivera after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately,
It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, me and Julio, we're together right here. We had to play that for you, Julio. I think that's your theme song. We're just going to, you know, from now on, when you enter in the show, it's little Paul Simon for you, you know?
Yeah, I love
why not, that. Huh?
I've been hearing it my entire life.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
It makes that reference. So.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, hey, why not? We'll stay with the theme here. Julio Rivera is with us, the business political strategist, columnist, editorial director for Reactionary Times. ReactionaryTimes.com is where you want to go, and you'll see my latest commentary there about this fact pattern that continues to be right before us. And it's not like you have to do a lot of searching. I mean, it is very consistent what the Democrats have done time and again, where they get information like they did with Christine Blasey Ford. You had Dianne Feinstein, as you remember, Julio. She held on to that information for about a month and then sprung it at the last minute and turned the whole Kavanaugh hearing into a fiasco. And again, here we are with now it's Adam Schiff's turn. He got the information on the whistleblower and sat on it for about a month. And, you know, that whole contrivance, and the people have to be wise enough to check this out to see how the Democrats have manufactured this whole crisis. And sooner or later, all the dominoes have got to fall on their pumpkin heads, because if not, they're going to continue doing this because they keep getting away with it, Julio.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, they have a complicit mainstream media that goes ahead and supports these efforts. But I think it boils down to one thing. I think it's jealousy. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the whole Donald Trump presidency kind of established a case study of how we should go ahead and evaluate our leaders going forward. These people that we have in Congress, have done nothing, have accomplished nothing in their lives, their professional lives before coming to Congress. You know, I mean, we have certain cases, you know, I can give you like in the Republican Party, you know, there's a couple of people who've been successful businessmen like Daryl Issa, very successful on their own. Then they bring their real world knowledge and know-how into, you know, the government setting. And you know, but with Donald Trump, I mean, he's done a great job. What did Barack Obama ever accomplish in his private life before, you know, becoming president of the United States? What did he do to earn that? Right. At least Donald Trump was a wildly successful businessman who can point to accomplishment. He can point to turning, you know, a smaller amount of money into billions of dollars and being, you know, wildly successful and profitable. You know, all these other people have kind of just built the system. I mean, Hillary Clinton, who will tell anyone who will listen how she deserves to be the president of the United States, what did she ever do?
Exactly.
Investigation for being unethical. You know, what did she do but build old people out of money with the Whitewater scandal? And, you know, all the money that was donated to the Clinton Foundation that was supposed to go to Haiti, these people have just been profiting off of the system for years. If you look at the net worth of a lot of these people who have been in Congress 20, 30, some of them even 40 years, they've become rich off of the system. And you got, conversely, a guy like Donald Trump doesn't even take a salary. His net worth, according to Forbes, in the first year he was a president, took a rather large hit. I mean, he took a personal hit financially, going ahead and doing what he felt he was called to do and, you know, become the president of the United States and steward our economy in a more positive way. He did a lot more for the American people while going ahead and sacrificing his own personal wealth. So I think these guys are more or less don't want to be exposed for what they are. I think Donald Trump is the biggest threat probably ever in the history of a modern American politics to that deep state system. You know, because he doesn't exist within it. He doesn't have to play their games, so to speak. So he's a natural enemy of, you know, the shiesty profiteer, if you want to call it that.
Exactly. Julio, sorry for the interruption here. I had a little electronic hit. I don't know what's going on. I've got some blue flaring running around between Minneapolis and here in Florida, and all of a sudden I got knocked off here. So, you know, so I missed this last portion. So summarize it real quick so I can get caught up and get into the conversation with you again.
Well, more or less, as I was saying, you know, I think that a lot of these people in government that have done nothing, have accomplished nothing in their professional lives outside of government, are jealous of the results that Donald Trump is producing for the American people. And being that he is such a threat to their system, you know, he's probably the one guy that, you know, that didn't come into the game looking to make a profit off of it. You know, he's even sacrificed.
Yeah, he's not beholden.
Fortune, I mean.
Yeah, he's not beholden to the tradition, to the traditions of the establishment, and that's why they're threatened. We've said this, from day one. People have made a ton of flipping money off We the People. They've got their tentacles into the Treasury. I mean, look at Senator Tom Coburn. He wrote his annual waste book. The last time it was $450 billion in duplicative waste. That's the top of the iceberg. We're not even getting deep into all this non-accountability. You know, when was the last time the military had to account for all the money that they spent? I mean, this thing is out of control. So you need a businessman. I started to say earlier, you know, much like a Chapter 11 or a Chapter 7 attorney or specialist who comes into a company that sees, hey, look at, you know, you've got family members, you've got bad habits, this is all accumulated waste that is contributing to your detriment right now, and that's why you can't pay your bills. Well, you know, Donald Trump, outside, I don't know anybody else but Donald Trump who has that capability of doing it. But you've got the deep state. You've got establishment types. I mean, go down the list. John McCain on the Republican side. You've got Nancy Pelosi. You've got Schumer. All those on the Democratic side.
that are in love with the status quo, with us running $23 trillion in debt, and every time we go to approve a budget, all they can talk about is spending more money, and when they're running for office, all they can do is talk about spending more of our money by offering free tuition, free medical, free this and free that. Well, wait a minute. Where's there an offset? What are we going to do about, you know, every day, Julio, America, we all make decisions in our household to say, okay, hey, look, it, we've got X amount of dollars. We're going to have to cut back on this deal that we used to do over here. So no more dancing lessons. We've got to adjust or, you know, whatever. We make these kind of decisions, these household decisions. But when it comes to our government, no, don't make those. We just ask the people to pay more money. That's it, right? We need to tax them more.
Exactly. And this is one of the real failures of this, Congress. The fact that, you know, instead of going ahead and addressing things like spending reform, you know, I mean, that's something that we really need to look at. I mean, we still do baseline budgeting. We're adding all this money to different government agencies that they may not even need or are misspending. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on top of it, then we've got to appropriate more money for them.
Exactly.
You know, even as we're running in the red. So it's ridiculous. Instead of, you know, rolling up their sleeves and saying, you know, when they were on the campaign trail, all these people, when they were asking the American people for their vote, were saying, send me to Washington, D.C. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for the middle class taxpayer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The only thing they fought is the most successful president probably in the last 50 years. I mean, that's the only thing that they succeeded in doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally what they went there to do.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, all these people are going to go there and they're going to look for re-election, and they're going to have to sit there and look at their constituents in the eye and ask for the vote probably with the same line that they gave them all last time. I mean, listen, I don't think that the average American voter, especially a working class American, whether they're Republican, whether they're Democrat, just a regular tax-paying working-class American, is anywhere nearly as obsessed with this effort to go ahead and impeach Donald Trump than, you know, the 218-plus, House Democrats.
Right.
That have made this their one and only mission, you know, this congressional session.
Exactly. Well, look, this is why the voters need to take names, take notes. And if they reelect them and put them back in, and this is, whether it's Democrats right now are the preponderance, but I would say, I agree with you, Julio, that whether it was if Donald Trump was a Democrat or a Republican, believe it or not, right now it's the Democrats that are antithetical to the president. If it was the other way around and Donald Trump was a Democrat, you'd have the same kind of rash coming from the Republicans because you have that establishment mindset. You don't have them thinking in terms of e pluribus unum. The unum is the American ideal and the American dream. It is party is irrelevant in that sense because you have to honor we the people and the Constitution and the bigger picture, not the party. And what has happened, and this is what has added to the divisiveness of our political landscape, is that it's become party-driven and not we the people-driven.
Exactly, yeah. That's literally what it is. We live in the most polarized, I think, political climate that we've ever had in the history of this country. I mean, even when Barack Obama was there, I mean, think about how many things that could have been impeachable against Barack Obama. I don't think that the obsession was quite there from the Republicans. The Republicans were, you know, campaigning to try to gain majorities. They obviously, when Barack Obama outed himself as an extreme progressive and, you know, basically, you know, the socialist in chief, I mean, you know.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. With the stimulus, and they wasted $787 billion on things like Obama phones and cash for clunkers. You know, what happened the next time around? You know, the Republicans won the House back, the Tea Party surge, and it was much bigger than what the Democrats got in 2018. And then we wound up taking, you know, the Senate back in 2014 as well. So it's one of those things. I think that the country, I think America, the average American citizen, is still concerned with the economy first.
Really, exactly. I agree.
It's kind of hard because it's a broken record. Every
yeah.
time you turn on the television,
well,
they're telling you that this guy is evil. We got to get rid of President Trump.
We're out of time, Julio. As always, we appreciate the input.
Yep.
Go to ReactionaryTimes.com for more information.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer category.